This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. You hear car commercials all the time talking about leasing with zero money down. Well, now that kind of offer is fueling another market, solar panels. Denver high school teacher Matt Klassen has wanted to go solar for a long time and says this was his way in.
Yeah, zero money down. They have a number of options where you can put all sorts of increments down, but we didn't have any money. You know, the only way we could do it was on the full-out lease with no money down.
Klassen's paying about $30 a month, and that'll rise gradually over his 20-year lease, with the total cost right around $10,000.
Our bottom line was, what's the minimum amount we could pay to get the system up? And as long as that amount is less than what we would pay for the same amount of energy from Xcel, we would go in that direction.
And Klassen says his first energy bill with the panels came the other day, and he was impressed by the savings. He says lease payment included, he saved $90 over the previous month. Leasing, it turns out, is now the way most people get solar on their rooftops these days. Two-thirds of new residential customers in Colorado lease instead of buy. Eason Drury is an energy analyst at NREL, the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden.
People who are leasing systems are generally younger and less affluent than the customers who purchase their own systems.
Just like Matt Klassen. But there are some things to consider before leasing, and for that we reach Dexter Gauntlet. He's an analyst for Pike Research, an alternative energy firm in Boulder. Well, hi, Dexter.
Howdy.
Are there different kinds of solar leases, or is it all basically the same contract?
No, there's a lot of variability. And so people say solar lease, but what solar lease could be is, you know, three main areas. One is a power purchase agreement, which is a type of solar financing where someone else owns and maintains the solar system on your house, and you just pay for the energy it produces,
okay,
just like you pay for your utility right now. The other one is the straight, you know, solar lease, in where someone else owns the equipment and you just pay a monthly fee to lease it. And then the other one is just a straight home equity, you know, line of credit where, you know, you get a loan at 5-6% to do a home improvement. And so that also is a type of solar lease.
In all of those scenarios, do I own the solar panels at the end?
Traditionally, no. The way it's structured in the contracts is that there is the opportunity to buy out the system at fair market value at the end of the, say, 15-year contract. And that's not, in my opinion, usually clearly spelled out. No one knows what that value is going to be. That's the biggest unknown.
Hmm. So at the end of whatever your term is, you don't actually own anything.
That's right. You know, you've effectively paid for the cost of the solar system, but you don't own it because you're just purchasing the power from it.
Part of this is a gamble. You're betting that power rates from the utility will continue to go up and make this worth your while.
Yeah, that's right. But I think anyone who looks at their electric bill in more detail will notice that rates have gone up, especially in the last 10 years or so.
Of course, cost is only one of the considerations. There are people who do this because they believe deeply it's the right thing to do. So it's not purely an economic decision, right?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's right. People are voting with their dollars, as they like to say. One of the interesting pieces of this is that it's becoming not just the realm of people who have more money. It's becoming more accessible to a broader number of communities.
I understand that these leases actually become investments that banks hold. Is that right?
Yeah. So anytime that you have a proven, reliable payment structure where people 99% of the time pay their electric bills, that is a guaranteed revenue stream. And for that reason, yes, that's why banks and other investors are all moving into this space.
Is it possible that solar technology will just get so cheap that we'll look back on leasing as an oddity? In other words, is the market going to a place where just about anyone could afford this and you would shell out the money all up front?
That's, the million-dollar question. Right now in the U.S., you're seeing residential systems installed for about $4.75 a watt. In Germany, they're installing them at $2.75 a watt. And so you could see the price in the U.S. halve again. But looking at the average, cash on hand available for most homeowners, these days, it's probably not the preferred method of getting a solar installed on your roof, even in the next 2 to 3 years. So for that reason, I expect the solar lease to be, the major driver of residential systems in the near future.
Well, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Sure, thank you.
Dexter Gauntlett is a research analyst with Pike Research, a clean tech consulting firm in Boulder. We talked about the fact that most new residential solar in the state is done through leasing rather than buying.